Welcome to The Perfect Storm, a bi-weekly podcast for business executives and cybersecurity professionals. Industry veterans Michael Markulek and Matthew Webster chat with guests about the latest cyber news, threats, and trends, and how all of it impacts their businesses. Harbor Technology Group is a cybersecurity consulting firm that offers advisory services to the SMB. Harbor believes by taking a proactive rather than reactive approach to cybersecurity, business leaders can develop a cybersecurity program that will address external requirements, exceed client expectations, and ultimately take their organization to the next level. Harbor's innovative processes are based on industry standard frameworks that are tailored to meet the needs of small and medium-sized businesses.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Harbor Technology Group's The Perfect Storm podcast. As Michael and I mentioned in our last episode, we had taken a bit of time off from recording the podcast, but we're up and rolling again. We will be posting these monthly. And today, for our August podcast, although it may be posted September, but we are here at the end of August. I have Stephen Leno with me. Stephen is the founder and principal at Expert InfoSec. They are an AWS security company doing audit work, assessment work, et cetera. So Stephen, super stoked for you to be on the call. Stephen and I, just for what it's worth, have known each other, 15 plus years, going back to your days at Barclays and TD Ameritrade when I was at Lumetta. So great to reconnect. Super excited to have this conversation because I think it's one that our listeners are really interested in learning more about. So Stephen, yeah. Hello. Nice to see you again.
It's great to see you, Matt. Thank you so much. It's great to be here and I'm excited to excited to contribute today and talk about AWS cloud security and hopefully help people with their cloud security journey here in the next 25 minutes or so. It's been a while. I've been in security more than 20 years in cybersecurity. I spent 5 years at AWS Professional Services helping some of AWS's largest customers to secure their cloud journey, consulting with CTOs, CISOs for Fortune 500 companies around the world. And I wanted to start sharing that knowledge and experience with startups and SMBs and help them adopt cloud.
Yeah, it's funny because you and I are, you, myself, and Michael kind of are from the same mindset, dealing with large enterprise for the vast majority of our career, but want to take that expertise down to the small and mid-sized businesses that really actually need the support more than even the big companies because they have staff that can do these things, et cetera. The small companies really, really need the support. So what we planned on talking about today is conceptually what's called cloud security posture management, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the catch-all phrase for what we're talking about. So let's start with something really basic. The shared responsibility model that AWS puts in place. Anyone using AWS probably knows about this, but let's, as an AWS expert, former employee, tell me a little bit about what that really means to companies.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's one of the most important but misunderstood parts of cloud security. And I kind of equate it to, and you can relate to this, it's like the OSI seven-layer model, right? Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of everything. And, most people understand it. Some people don't get it, but in any case, it's really one of the most misunderstood items. And the shared responsibility model basically delineates the responsibility between AWS or the cloud provider and the customer. And so, interestingly enough, part of my work at AWS was to contribute to creating that and to updating it.
And so you're to blame?
I am partially to blame. It was a
Okay,
team effort,
gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, cool.
for
Sorry to
sure.
interrupt. Go ahead.
No worries, no worries. So basically, right, like AWS is responsible for and manages the security, essentially from the hypervisor down to the physical infrastructure, right? So the facilities, the compute, the storage, the hardware, the hypervisors, et cetera. There's some caveats there depending on the services that you're using, but essentially they're responsible for all the underlying infrastructure and facilities. So customers basically are responsible for everything that's built on the cloud, right? So this is where the concept of security of the cloud versus security in the cloud, right? So AWS is responsible for security of the cloud. And they do a tremendous job, right? They have certifications and audits ongoing all the time, SOC 2, FedRAMP, et cetera. One of the big misconceptions that I've even seen when I was working at AWS was some customers assume that, oh, hey, my vendor is on AWS, so they must be SOC 2 compliant, right? Because AWS is SOC 2 compliant. And the answer to that is it's not true, right? The responsibility of the customer is that if they need to meet a specific regulatory requirement or legal requirement, that they need to build that into their configuration as they're building their applications and services on top of AWS. So, for example, customers are responsible for access control, right? Identity and access management, data protection, logging and monitoring, and so on. So that's what the shared responsibility model basically explains, right, in a pretty simple way to the customer, so that they understand where they need to have their controls in place.
Right. So building in boxes, AWS, everything inside the box, in a sense, like you mentioned the hypervisor, but everything inside the box, the software, the products you're building, in the environment, responsibility sits on the customer.
Customer, exactly.
Right.
And
You
one,
brought, go ahead, please. No, please go ahead.
no, I was going to share like a simple analogy that I use often, which is, if you think of we're using AWS, but your cloud provider, right, as the landlord of a high-rise building, right? The landlord is responsible for securing the building, having a doorman or a security guard and a fire system and so on. But when you lease your office, right, you're responsible for the locks on your doors. You're responsible for the contents of your office and who you let in, right? So that's a pretty basic, straightforward
Love
analogy
it.
for that.
It really makes sense. It really makes sense. But I think it's really important to note, you brought up a couple of things I wanted to highlight. It is important that your cloud provider, we're talking about AWS, but any cloud provider, GCP, Azure, whatever it might be, that they are doing the right things with the building itself, using the landlord analogy, that they are being certified, that their facilities are secure, that their machines are being managed correctly, ex that the cloud itself is meeting the requirements, whether it be SOC 2 or ISO 27001, HIPAA high tech, whatever it might be. It's super important that those clients of ours are our small and mid-sized business clients, when they're looking at cloud providers, that they do look at that the cloud provider itself, AWS, GCP, et cetera, is certified with the appropriate levels of security controls, so that they know that they're not building their secure infrastructure on a less than secure building, a building that doesn't have a lock on the front door, as an example.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally awesome point there, for sure. So you want to make sure that wherever you're building your stuff, right, that the
Right.
underlying foundation is meeting the requirements that you need.
100%. 100%. Yeah, because
Absolutely.
you can be your infrastructure that you're building can be SOC 2 or whatever. But if the provider is not, there could be a huge gap in
You're going
your
to have a
overall
huge,
security.
huge problem for
Yeah,
sure.
exactly. So why does this concept of cloud security, posture management specifically, matter to executives? So why should it matter to executives?
There's a couple of reasons. The main ones are reputation, protection of data, customer data and customer trust, protecting revenue. In some spaces, it's a very important part of the M&A process, right, or insurance process. So, for example, there's some Gartner studies from a few years back that something like 70% of mergers and acquisitions are either delayed or killed because of security due diligence, right? It wasn't done prior, or
Sir.
there's stuff that's uncovered right during the due diligence. Also risk of compliance violations where you may be subject to fines, like for GDPR, or have to deal with breach notifications, right? So it's all about reducing risk, increasing compliance, and protecting that customer trust. So those are the three, probably, the three main points. In the cloud posture management space, there's studies again, right? Gartner, for example, has shown misconfigurations cause more than 80% of cloud breaches, and that more than 99% of the cloud environment failures will be attributed to human error, right? So there's a lot, in the AWS environment, especially, there's a lot of things to configure, right? There's a lot of moving
That's
parts.
the key. That's the
Yeah,
key.
and they're constantly changing, right? AWS, I mean, when I worked there, I couldn't keep up with all the new things that were coming out every day, right? So
Right.
new features, new services require, going back and reviewing, like, hey, do we enable this? Do we not enable it? Who do we trust? How do we trust them? What permissions do we give? Whatever the case might be. So it's a constantly evolving environment. So the cloud security posture management is important to make sure that you're identifying gaps, and that you're reducing your risk, and that you're not missing any of the basic stuff, right, either. A common occurrence, in AWS that, when I was there, was public S3 buckets, right? People would forget to configure their S3 buckets with
We've seen it
permissions.
too. We've
Yeah,
seen it
right.
too. Yeah.
There's common things that if you have a process in place and you're being diligent about it, you'll catch those things, right? Or you won't even let them happen, because you're going down this, repeatable approach, right, of assessing the cloud security posture. One thing I want to add is, there's 101 tools out there, right? That will automatically, assess and kind of give you your list of things that need to be fixed or configured. There's a lot of noise in that, right? And a lot of customers I've worked with, that do have those tools, it's like, okay, well, I have all this stuff now. Like, I don't really even know where to begin, right? How do I organize this? Or, how do I align it to my CIS framework or ISO framework, et cetera. And that's where I come in, and I can help kind of bridge the gap between, the business outcomes and the implementation, right? Engineering and remediation.
Right. So if we're going to kind of roll it back a little bit for
Yep.
an executive that might be listening to this, they need to understand that we'll use AWS as an example because that's what we're really focused on today.
Yeah.
There's a responsibility that AWS has for securing the cloud itself, but all the things that your teams are building in the cloud, in the AWS environment, whether it be product, infrastructure, whatever it might be, you have a responsibility for securing that. That's kind of step zero.
That's it in a nutshell.
Step one would be AWS gives their clients tons of really compelling tools to use. Everything
Yes.
from just infrastructure to really cool things in the AI realm, and everything in between. Lots of tools that can be used by the teams, by your engineering, by your development teams to build product or infrastructure, whatever you're using AWS for. That becomes highly complex. It gets unwieldy. You need to understand your posture. Your security posture as it relates to that environment, the things that you're building, because they do get, we used to, let me back up. We used to use this term shadow IT in kind of the brick and mortar IT world. That doesn't go away in AWS. In fact, in some regards, it might be even more complex because there's so many different corners for these shadows to kind of materialize, let's say. So it's highly important that executives understand or are tasking their teams with understanding what exactly is running, what is the security nature of things that are running, Are there any S3 buckets that are being exposed? Do they have the right WAF rules set into place? Is their identity and access management configured correctly? All of this are components of this concept of cloud security posture management, right?
Yes,
That's
100%.
right.
That's right. Right on. Right on. Great
And then
summarization.
that's great. And then there are tools that claim to be the, press button, get results kind of thing.
Yeah.
But those tools, although, but I'm sure you, when you do an assessment, you use some level of tools to gather
Yeah.
that information, right? But
Absolutely. Yep.
the tools don't, they can't make sense of what is really trying to be accomplished with a particular cloud environment. So that's where you need an expert that can really have that level of experience around a particular environment to understand the posture. I'm going to use that term a lot, the posture of
Yeah.
the environment from a security perspective, right?
Yeah, ab
That
absolutely,
that's
absolutely.
cool. That's really
It's
cool.
it the tools, like, they're not always giving you the context, right?
Right.
Like the tool will tell you, oh, hey, here's a a misconfiguration. It's a high priority. Maybe it's a critical. And when you look at it and you put it in context with the environment or the application, they say, well, A, it's not critical, and maybe B, we have to have it configured that way, and here's the business reason why we do that,
That's
right?
right. That's right.
And so understanding the environment and the context is, is the important part.
Right. So, I'm gonna, show my age and how long I've been in the environment, in the security world here. I mean, we've had this challenge with vulnerability management forever,
Forever.
right? Like tools are great. They run. They find issue.
Yeah.
But they don't have any context. Now, some of these vendors have tried to add the ability to add context to vulnerability management, but it still requires a person to really take a look and really step back and look at the entire environment before diving into the bits and bytes to add context to everything that might be discovered from a controls gap or a capabilities gap security standpoint within the cloud itself. Within your environment itself, right? And that's
Exactly.
where executives need to be asking these questions. Do we have an understanding of what our environment really is? Are we doing the right things to make sure that we understand how we're configuring both internally and things that face externally? Just all of this needs to be wrapped up. And that again, that concept is cloud security posture management, right?
That's it. Yes,
That's great.
exactly.
So what are the
So.
ways that you've mentioned that you offer this service? And
Yeah.
as the listeners probably know, I know that you do this. So tell me a little bit about what an assessment looks like.
Sure. So we have a an AWS security posture health check that we offer. This is kind of a high level core account level review focused on 12 critical security services and guardrails, right? That are best practices within AWS. So things like organizational structure, centralized security services, like ensuring that guard duty is centralized, ensuring that it's enabled in all the regions and all the accounts, which is another common error that we see. People say, oh yeah, well, hey, I have guard duty enabled, and you check and it's only enabled in one account and in one region, right? Which is great. It's almost there, right? If you got something, but you're missing like the other 12 regions, or 12 accounts and 12 regions, or whatever the number might be. Same goes for Security Hub, same goes for Inspector, et cetera. So we'll check all of these critical core services, identify a maturity or a scoring system to say, hey, you're at a level one here and a level five here. We'll deliver an executive scorecard with remediation recommendations on that. And basically, it's a health checkup, right? It's not a full deep dive. Like, if you go to the doctor, you don't get an MRI every time, right?
You
This
get a
is an
physical. You get a physical.
initial, right? This is an initial checkup, like make sure all the major systems are kind of there and
Right.
working, and identify any major gaps before they come up, become a big crisis. Executives love it because it gives them a quick snapshot prioritization of, hey, here's the, 12 or 13 like most critical things that I need to have in my AWS environment to ensure that I'm kind of up and running and meeting the minimum standard. And the team, the executive team, sorry, the engineering teams can take that information, remediate, enable, et cetera. And then that usually sets the stage for the second level, which is, over 100 checks of the actual individual configured items, right, within like your security groups or within your IAM permission policies. And like you mentioned before, like the actual WAF rules, right? So the initial check would be like, hey, is WAF enabled? The deep dive would include, hey, let's look at the rules. Do you have any
Do
major
they make
gaps, et
sense?
cetera?
Right, So, oh man, I lost my train of thought. So this, we'll call it a physical. You do an AWS physical. Okay, it seemed to make sense because it is not an MRI. This quick light health check. Your environment doesn't have to be overly complex to see value in this, right? Like you don't have to have multiple OUs or organizational units or accounts, et cetera. Because again, going back to that initial thing that we agreed on, which is AWS is amazing, the tools are incredible, and you can get out over your ski tips very, very quickly with it. So even if you have what you envision as a relatively straightforward AWS environment, a health check, I feel like I'm relatively healthy, but I still get physicals. Like I want an expert to tell me, you know what, you're doing the right things, you're in pretty good shape. Oh, by the way, maybe you take a multivitamin, using the physical analogy here. And that's where this light, 12-point check would come into play and give the executives an understanding, hey, we're in pretty good shape, or oh boy, we've got some things that we need to chase. And then, maybe you take it to level two using your services, or if they have a really relatively sophisticated team, maybe they take that off and do it themselves. But that's kind of the idea here. Let's get an AWS physical, and make sure that we're as healthy as we can be. And if we need to change our diet a little bit, we have some tools that we can use to do exactly that, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Great. And again, that the health analogy is a good one. And to your point, right? It's yeah. You don't need to have a complicated environment. One account is complicated enough, right?
That's
It's
right.
so the health check, whether it's one account or 10 accounts, whether you're operating in one region or three regions, you're going to get the same, either validation or kind of eye-opening information of like, oh, hey, we're not doing some of these really basic things. Let's get them going. Or you're getting that confidence of, oh, hey, we're doing a pretty good job here. Let's make sure we're doing a good job with the deeper dive, right? With all the other configuration items and
That's
so
right.
on.
That's right. So let me ask you a question. There's a thousand different things that executives or engineering teams are being asked to do from a security perspective. We're doing pen testing, we're doing vulnerability management, we're doing, we've got
Or
CI/CD
internal audit.
processes, internal audits, all of this. This is different than, let's say, a pen test. And pen test is highly valuable, and I'm sure you would agree that you should be
Yeah.
running pen tests. But
100%.
this is really, again, I'm gonna try to make this a healthcare analogy again. I just had a physical, so this all relates. And by the way, my 12-point check came back with a couple of things that need to be fixed, but that's a different conversation.
All
So the pen test is really, can you run the marathon? Can you do the things that you want to do, or are you doing the things that you want to do correctly? This health check, this posture management check is really looking at the underlying thing. Are you capable of running a good marathon? Are you capable of going skiing because your knees are in good enough shape? That's really the things that we're talking about here. This is an underlying kind of core health check that you need to complete within your AWS environment.
Absolutely. Yeah, right
Yeah.
on.
Okay, cool. So how do they get in touch with you? Like we'll have your information attached to the podcast. I assume they can go to expertinfosec.com. Is that
So
right? Yep.
expertinfosec.com or They can
That's
email
great.
me directly, Stephen
Or
at
they can
xperiesvista.
reach out to me and I can put them in touch with
Yeah,
you.
absolutely. So I have
That's great.
a lot of ways to get in touch with me.
That's great. That's great. So are there any final thoughts you want to leave us with the posture management stuff? I mean, we cover it off pretty well, just the importance of it, that concept of the building AWS has taken care of. What's in your office, that's on you. And to do that, you need to have somebody come in with a third set of eyes to look things over to make sure that you are doing, in fact, the things that you need to do
Need to
from a
do.
security perspective, right?
Absolutely. I think, my role, right, is to help people, in in organizations, small, medium-sized businesses, startups, to build the confidence and capabilities that they need, right, to protect their data, to protect their
That's
most
right.
sensitive data and assets in the cloud. So security posture is, I don't know, call it maybe a business health metric, right, in a sense.
Right.
And it's an important not only to one and done, but like you again using the physical analogy, something you should do on a regular basis, right? Whether it's every 6 months or whether it's every year, et cetera. It's something that companies really benefit from, identifying those blind spots, helping them to reduce risk, and increase their compliance.
That's right, 100%. And I like the idea of timing of these, whether it be every 6 months or every doing it annually. Either way, it needs to happen because things change. If you had one done in October, by the time next October has come around, things have most certainly changed in your environment. Whether it be
Absolutely,
just
for sure.
capabilities have changed in AWS, or your products changed, or your infrastructure's changed, whatever it might be. It's always good to come back and have that AWS physical again.
For sure.
Absolutely. That's great.
Especially if you're in a regulated, sorry,
100%.
Especially if you're in a regulated and in industry. I mean, whether it's again HIPAA or maybe you're on the GDPR, right, or CCPA in California.
That's right.
It's always good to keep these on a regular basis.
And you touched on it at the outset that if you are thinking about acquiring a company or being acquired, this is definitely something that you want to take a look at so that
Absolutely,
during the
before.
diligence process, this isn't uncovered. And that because that could become a very painful conversation.
Absolutely.
Julio, I think we hit it so people can understand what CSPM is. I'm hoping we've accomplished that task because that was our goal today is to really
Hope
describe
so.
what CSPM is and relay the value of having some of these checks done. That's cool. So wrapping up this podcast because we're coming to our time here. Stephen, as we I say to every guest and Michael and I both do this, we're Harbor Technology Group. We kind of our name came from a harbor in Maine. We always ask for a good place on the water you like to go, and maybe a recommendation of where somebody might be able to grab a good bite, burger and a beer, whatever it might be. Do you have any ideas?
Absolutely. Doc Ford's Rum Bar and Grill on Fort Myers Beach.
Okay.
Great, great seafood, great views, and just it's a good time. Been there plenty of times, and I highly recommend it if you're in the Southwest Florida area, Fort Myers
Yeah.
Beach area, check it out for sure.
And say it again, it's Doc 4.
Doc Ford's FORDs
Okay.
FORD apostrophe S.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Oh, so it's like somebody's last name. Okay. Got it. So is it great for a burger and a beer and great views?
Great for a burger and a beer, fish tacos, right? Like all kinds of good
Yeah,
stuff.
that's great. That's great. All right.
I
Well, that's
enjoy
a new
it.
one. That's one that we haven't heard yet. So
There you
that's,
go.
that's spectacular. I mean, I think we're like 70 podcasts in, and it's always great to get a new one. Well, Stephen, really appreciate the time. I hope
I do.
our listeners have seen some value in what CSPM is and understand the need for doing these regular physicals of your cloud environment.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you and Harbor inviting me to the podcast, and
Our pleasure.
really excited to get it going, and Would love to hear maybe from the audience, right, of the podcast, are there any other topics that are relative and on the cloud security side? I would love to
I
be
mean,
a part of that
there's a
again.
thousand different ones. We'll find another one to talk about, Stephen.
For sure. But yeah,
Awesome.
really appreciate it. And thanks everyone for listening. And Matt, thank you for being an
Yeah,
awesome
thank you,
and
buddy.
gracious host. I appreciate it.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Same here. Same
All
here.
right.
All right.
Thanks.
Harbor's innovative processes are based on industry standard frameworks that are tailored to meet the needs of small and medium-sized businesses. We would also like to thank Tom Marshall for the original music. Yes, that Tom Marshall from Phish fame. Harbor's portfolio of services is designed to meet the cybersecurity needs of small and medium enterprises. We offer a range of services from cyber risk advisory to VCSO consulting to meet specific security requirements without putting a strain on your technology budget. If you like what you heard here, be sure to subscribe and share with your friends and colleagues. We release new podcasts every other week and are available on Spotify and Apple. You can reach us through our website if you have additional questions or suggest a great harbor we should mention on our next show.